Guild on the air. Tonight we bring you Sidney Howard and Paul D. Kreif's stirring play, Yellow Jack, with an all-star cast including Walter Abel, Luther Adler, Alan Baxter, Whitford Kane, Anthony Ross, Jane McCallion, and Anne Burr. And here is Lawrence Langner, co-director with Teresa Halbert of the Theater Guild, to introduce the play. Mr. Langner.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This evening, we are bringing you a drama in which man fights against nature and wins. Our heroes in this play fight against a malignant villain, a villain far greater than any in the old melodramas. This villain is Yellow Fever, or Yellow Jack as it was called, a killer which slew men and women by the millions. Our authors, Sidney Howard and Paul D. Kreif, have made it one of the most thrilling dramas that ever hit the Broadway stage. Playing the heroic and determined Dr. Walter Reed, for whom the Walter Reed Hospital in Washington is named, is the well-known stage and screen star Walter Abel. Luther Adler plays Dr. Lazare, Alan Baxter plays Dr. Carroll, while Anne Burr plays Nurse Blake. And now the curtain rises on Yellow Jack.
Goodbye, my bluebell.
This is a story that begins in the year 1900, just after the Spanish-American War. William McKinley was president of the United States then, and the American people were just getting over the happy hysteria of what was considered a bang-up war. Teddy Roosevelt and his Rough Riders were the heroes of the hour, and the phrase on everyone's lips was, "Dewey did it." Dewey being the admiral who licked the Spaniards at Manila Bay. Yes, they were sitting pretty on the home front, telling each other we sure cleaned up the Spaniards in a hurry. But in faraway Cuba, the boys who did the cleaning up and then remained as an army of occupation, they didn't feel so happy about it. You see, an epidemic of yellow fever had just broken out among the troops. The scene is the base hospital at the United States Army Barracks at Camado, near Havana, Cuba.
Where do you want him, Doctor?
Over here. Bring that stretcher here.
Is it Yellow Jack, Doc? Is this?
Hey, you, soldier. Get somebody. Pick up a man in Company B. Put him in ward H.
Bring that stretcher here. That's right. Put him on the bed. Gently.
What is it, Doc? Yellow Jack? Have you got Yellow Jack?
The case we've had since breakfast. Five of them. Gently, I said.
Doctor, the ambulance is here. Two more cases.
We'll take care of them. All right. You four men can go out on the porch for a whiff of air now. But hang around. I'll be calling for you in a minute.
Thanks, Doc.
Oh, this air smells good.
Drill and tote stretchers. Swab out the ambulance.
The war's over. Why don't they send us home?
One man's meat's another man's poison, Mac. I like it here in Cuba. Hot steaming days and a cool breeze at night. That's for me.
Not for me, Brinky. I want to go home. Back to Chicago, the windy city in the good old USA.
Of course, I gotta admit Yellow Jack's a drawback.
A drawback, he calls it. When they're dying like flies under your nose. What do you say, O'Hara?
It's a fine, easy land, as Brinky says, and the tropical climate offers advantages over the rainy coast of Ireland, where I was born. And as to Yellow Jack, well, such afflictions are questions of fate. And it behooves us to be philosophers where fate is concerned, which the Irish are, so long as their fate remains agreeable.
Mr. O'Hara?
Yes, Miss Brinky.
Will you tell Major Reed, please, that the patient he was interested in has just died?
Died? Was it Yellow Jack?
It was Yellow Jack. Your friend, John Davis.
Johnny Davis? Why, he was getting his discharge in a couple of days. I was pitching horseshoes with him only last Friday. Now he's dead.
All right, man. I'll tell the Major. He'll be along in a minute.
Thank you.
O'Hara.
What is it, Bush?
Will they cut him up now, Davies? in the lofty hope of finding a microbe in it. A microbe that causes yellow fever, if there is one.
Will you lay off that medical talk?
Well, if I had the disease myself, I'd take comfort in offering my remains to the service of science.
Why couldn't these lousy docs have cured him?
Lousy docs? Why, when I see Major Reed and his men of science come down all the way from Washington, exposing themselves to the peril of this plague, risking their lives to ferret out the cause of it, to find this...
Attention! Good afternoon, Major Reed.
Afternoon.
Dr. Carroll arrive yet?
No, sir.
What's your name?
McClellan.
Warren G., sir. Private Transportation Unit.
And yours?
Bush.
Morton P., sir. Quartermaster Department.
Brinkerhoff, sir. Thomas R., Transportation.
Oh, hi. John G., sir. Acting Sergeant in charge of the operating room. And I beg to report that John Davies is dead of Yellow Jackson.
I've just heard the bad news, Sergeant. Friend of yours, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
I'm very sorry.
By the way, aren't you the one who wants to be a doctor?
I am that, sir. I'm progressing nicely, thanks to the doctors. The way they allow me opportunities to administer the anesthetic, as I have done on three separate occasions, due to my natural aptitude for the healing arts.
I think you've kissed the Blarney Stone in your day, O'Hara.
I was born where the eloquent tongue is native, sir.
You do well to be less eloquent about this epidemic, Mr. O'Hara. I heard you clear down the hall.
Yes.
Oh, Dr. Agramonte. Come into the laboratory with me. Well, what news?
Did you expect anything, Major?
I can't stand much more of this, Agramonte. Have you looked over the Army death list lately?
Yes, Major.
Look out this window. See those transports heading home? I don't dare think what they may be carrying. And we've taken Cuba on, taken it on with this awful thing raging in it. Raging and waiting for fresh American fuel now, Agramonte. Waiting its chance to jump over home to us. As it's been doing for over 100 years, to Philadelphia, New Orleans, and to know we've had it under our microscopes 1,000 times and never seen it. Carol.
Hello, Chief.
Hi, Agramonte. Any news from the camp at Pinar?
No news, no leads, nothing. And it's not pernicious malaria. It's yellowjack and going great guns. They're dropping like flies.
And our commission, you, Agramonte, and you, Carol, and Lazier, and I, we were sent down here to stop this horror, to isolate a microbe and find a cure. We're licked, Carol. I'm calling the commission to disband it tonight.
Good. I hate wasting time. Got to have something I can see and get at. I ran into one puzzler out there, though.
I've heard enough puzzlers that I can't solve.
This is a funny case. A soldier, sick July 12th, died on the 18th.
I got your report on him.
Hadn't been near the disease for over a month when he took sick.
How was that?
They had him locked up in the guardhouse.
What's that? Are you sure of that, Carol?
After he caught it, he lay in that guardhouse for 3 days with 8 other prisoners. One of them even slept in his blankets after he died. None of them caught it.
They were exposed to whatever he was exposed to, and they didn't catch it. Then when he caught it, they didn't even get it from him.
Right, Chief.
How about contaminated food or water?
The whole guardhouse ate and drank the same. It's the most unusual case we've come across since... What's the matter, Chief?
Nothing. That is, I'd like to think.
Come along, Carol. I'll notify Lazier about the meeting, Major.
Yeah, and I'll tell Major Gorgas and Colonel Torrey.
Boy, it'll be good to go home and work on something useful after running up this blind alley. See you tonight, Chief.
Not through contact. Not contaminated food or water. Now, what was it that crawled or jumped or flew through that guardhouse window? Bit that one man, gave him yellowjack, and then, without biting anyone else, went back where it came from. What was it? That night, a meeting was held in Major Reed's laboratory. Attending it were the members of the American Yellow Fever Commission in Cuba, the 3 civilian doctors, Carroll, Agramonte, and Lazier, and their chief, Major Walter Reed. Also present were Major Gorgas, chief medical officer at the base, and Colonel Torrey, head of the Marine Hospital Corps.
But Major Reed...
Yes, Colonel Torrey?
If you really have reached the end of your rope here, my advice to you and the members of your commission is to call it a day. Go home. When you get back to Washington, give out a salty interview. Say that your accomplishment here has been too technical for popular consumption. You will thus preserve the atmosphere of success which we all require for our reputations and... Yes, Major Gorgas?
Colonel Torrey, I would just like to say that it isn't General Wood's idea for anyone to go home. Wood wants us all working together on this. It isn't only Cuba he's got on his mind, it's Panama. How can we talk about a Panama Canal with Yellowjack rampaging all over the place?
Gentlemen, 3 hours ago, when I called this meeting, I was certain we should disband and go home. I'm not so sure now. But I hesitate to propose continuing, for the only course open to us leads so far afield, and it seems so blocked with difficulty and danger that I stand appalled before it.
You're being very mysterious, Reed. Well, what is the course?
To set our microscopes aside, forget the cause, the microbe, and concentrate on new methods of prevention.
It's a great idea, Chief. It's about time we quit fooling around.
One moment, Dr. Lazier.
Major Reed, how do you propose to do this?
By turning our minds to how yellow fever spreads, Egremonte. From man to man and village to village and even across the sea.
Count me out, Chief.
Why, Colonel?
I'm a microscope man. I don't give a hoot how it spreads. I'll work on cause or nothing. I would like to remind you, Reed, that the Marine Hospital Corps, with which I have the honor to be associated, has already covered this ground. We've disinfected and fumigated...
No, Colonel Torrey. I heard something this afternoon, and I've since checked very carefully. Something about a soldier supposedly in a safe place, the guardhouse. Something that leads me to suspect a middleman here. An infection carrier. Perhaps there's something to this mosquito theory.
Well, you can't be serious.
And why not, Colonel Torrey? Why not? If we find that a mosquito is the carrier of yellow fever and stop that, won't we have done a darn sight more than anybody else down here, including the Marine Hospital?
Easy, Lizzie.
Gentlemen, I don't know what causes yellow jet. Nobody does. But I do know how it's transmitted. It is transmitted by filth, contamination, and it's highly contagious.
We don't know that, Colonel.
As for mosquitoes, these fads are the curse of modern medicine. You've all gone insect mad.
Fad? Oh, come, Colonel. Where have you been?
Ever hear of Smith's Texas fever tick? Have you heard that Ross and Grassy just nailed malaria to a mosquito? This fits in. This belongs. Insect mad. That's a stupid thing to say these days, Colonel.
If you please, Dr. Lazier. The Marine Hospital Corps with which I have the honor to be associated...
Oh, aren't you the boys who diagnosed yellow fever as malaria right here in Cuba? Haven't you been fumigating Havana for months? They're still dying of yellow jack.
My dear Dr.
One thing more, and I'll shut up. We're not going home. What Reed says makes sense to me, and I'm not letting him down. Even if I have to go it alone. Only I won't have to. There's a crazy old doctor right here in town. An old Scotchman with spectacles and side whiskers. Finley is
Finley.
Name.
Yes. Oh, you don't mean the old man who spent his life...
I warn you, Finley's nothing but an old crank.
Well, Major Reed, you're in charge here. What do you propose to do?
I don't believe Finley's a crank, Colonel. He's been working on this for 19 years. He's tried everything. And whether it's by a process of elimination or just a hunch, I don't know. But he's come to the conclusion that yellow fever is spread by a mosquito. He's even boiled it down to one particular type of mosquito.
I tell you, he's mad. It's completely mad.
That's possible. If he is, though, it's a brave kind of madness. The jumping forward kind. That's always too risky for the completely sane. You have your convictions, Colonel. I have only my curiosity.
Aren't you forgetting it? Yellow fever's unlike other diseases. You can't give it to guinea pigs or monkeys or mice. You can't give it to any animal but man. How could you hope to test Dr. Finley's mosquitoes by any conceivable experiment?
We haven't yet tried experimenting on men.
Good Lord. You don't propose using human guinea pigs?
I hadn't thought of calling them by that name.
Well, I can't believe my ears. Doctors, you call yourselves. Do you realize that this is human vivisection? It might be manslaughter. Or even murder?
Ah, look here, Colonel.
No.
You've got to be stopped.
We haven't started yet.
You're not going to start.
That depends on this commission and not on you, Colonel Torrey. Gentlemen, I ask a vote of confidence.
I'm with you, Major, right up to the hilt.
Thank you, Lazier. Agrimonte.
You can count on me, Major.
Carroll?
Suppose I say no, Chief.
This commission is dissolved, and we all go back to America by the first transport.
I'm a microscope man. I believe in finding the bugs, not the carrier.
I know that, Carroll.
Against all my training. But going after that mosquito should be the kind of job that comes once in a lifetime. You can count me in, Chief.
Thank you, Dr. Carroll. Gentlemen, the members of this commission will assemble at Dr. Finley's home at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Dr. Finley, shall we omit the preliminaries? You can guess what our errand is.
Men come to my house in many errands, Major Reed. Bibliophiles to examine my Latin manuscripts. Revolutionists to discuss politics. My fellow scientists don't honor me so often.
Doctor, we offer you our cooperation and ask your assistance.
One thing at a time. What form of assistance?
You believe yellow fever is transmitted by a mosquito. We want you to place your knowledge and experience at our disposal.
And specifically, Doctor, the mosquito herself. As many specimens as you can spare.
Major Reed, gentlemen, for 19 years... science has laughed at me, at the old crackpot Finley and his mosquitoes, and nowhere more cruelly than through American army doctors. Now you come running at me to save your faces. Will you be surprised if I have no impulse to share my secret?
No, I wouldn't. I should be disappointed, though.
Doctor, we're liable to prove your case for you if you'll only give us a few...
Prove my case, Dr. Carroll. You mean you doubt my theory?
I'm a scientist, Doctor. There isn't anything I don't doubt until I'm shown.
Gentlemen, if this is your attitude, let me say at once that I have no interest in your cooperation.
Dr. Finley, whether you want us or not, we want you. To see your theory through to a finish with us.
You believe in my theory, Dr. Lazier?
Yes, I believe in it. It's simple. It fits into the scheme of things. It's got to be right.
An admirable young man... and the look of the seeker in his eyes.
All you need is one bang-up demonstration.
There it is. Doubt again. Proof again.
I thank God for both of them. And the stiffer we make them, the better. Doubt and more doubt till there's no escaping proof. Then we'll set your discovery where it belongs. Where folks can see it. Up there. In the constellation of established fact.
Major Reed, you all must persuade me. But the proof you demand... lies beyond any man's power.
We don't feel that. If we did...
You show your ignorance, Major. Look at you. A gentle, kindly man. This wants the courage to be ruthless. No animal but man is susceptible to yellow fever. You cannot test my mosquito without risking human life.
We know that, but we...
There's no but. That's the bitter fact. Do you think I haven't dreamed that dream myself? What if we do risk a few lives, I said... to save countless generations from the future. How many times I've said it. Oh, we must consider the world outside, where the humane and kind-hearted and Christian live and love their fellow men. We may send our sons off to be killed in battle, but let one of you lift one finger in this scientific war, and you'll be destroyed. There'll arise such a power of public fury...
You're thinking of our using soldiers, Dr. Finley. All right, let them wait. They'll be there any time we need them. We'll start this thing off by experimenting on ourselves.
Yourselves, Major Reed?
By George, he's right, the four of us.
No, only three. Agrimonte's already had yellow fever. He's immune.
It's true, Major.
I'm sorry.
By George. Reed! Why didn't you think of this before?
No, I can't have it, gentlemen. You must put this idea out of your heads at once. My mosquito's a killer,
I
tell
you. I thought you wanted us to be ruthless, Doctor.
No, you're men of science. Your lives are valuable.
Dr. Finley, is any man's life worth more than the cause he risks it on?
You must let me thank you, Major Reed. My friends, all of you. You come to me after 19 years. Strangers. You fill my life with hope. As sudden music fills our Cuban nights. I concede your skepticism and revere your courage. I'm honored. Tell me how I may serve you.
by Major Walter Reed, has come down from Washington to discover the cause of a yellow fever epidemic that has struck the American Army of Occupation. Unsuccessful, the commission turns for help to a Scotch physician living in Cuba, Dr. Carlos Finley.
Gentlemen, I know a mosquito is the carrier of the yellow fever microbe. I know this with my mind and soul and every fiber of my being. But I cannot prove it. And why? Because yellowjack is a disease to which only one animal is susceptible, man. And I can't experiment on human beings. For 19 years, I've been stopped at this point. Stopped. Until you men of science offered your own bodies to be used as human guinea pigs.
Dr. Lazier was the first to be bitten. Then, calamity struck. Major Reed was asked to return to Washington to explain this unorthodox experiment.
I'm not sure who's at the bottom of this, but I suspect, mind you, it's Colonel Torrey.
Chief, why don't we all go back with you and call it a day? We're getting no place faster, this mosquito business. Look at Lazier. He's healthier than he's ever been. He thrives on being bitten by deadly mosquitoes. Yes.
Still showing no effects of that bite, Lazier. I'm afraid not, Major.
Come on, let's all go home.
No, Carol. You must continue. Men are dying by the hundreds. It's a race against time, and the prize is human lives. And then there's the Panama Canal. We'll need that one day, Carol. And there can be no canal unless we've cracked the secret of Yellowjack. My orders are for you to remain here.
As you say, Chief.
Now remember, whether this experiment succeeds or fails, I demand unimpeachable workmanship. Complete observation under perfect conditions. Full reports. Nothing less will be acceptable. Agramonte will run things while I'm gone. He's older and steadier. Goodbye, Carol.
Goodbye, Chief. Get back soon.
Goodbye, Lazier.
Bye.
God bring you safely through.
Scratching mosquito bites. O'Hara.
Yes, push me, boy.
Why does he have his mosquitoes bite only them with yellow fever?
Well, he's getting some of the virus out of them and into the mosquito. Then he'll set the mosquito to taking a nip out of somebody healthy, like you or me.
Not me. What does he do that for?
To give it to them, of course. To give them yellowjack.
Holy smoke. Who'd be crazy enough to let him do a thing like that to him? I don't know who, Mac. But it'll be somebody else. Not me.
Instructions, and nothing happened. Maybe you're immune. Maybe not. Maybe
Something went wrong with the experiment. Maybe the mosquitoes weren't right. Maybe lots of things. Is there any good wasting any more time?
No. No, none. For the love of Pete, have you boys really come to your senses? You're going to turn the skeeters loose and go home?
No. Oh, no.
It's your turn now, Carol.
My turn?
Those were Reed's orders. You'll give it the real test, Carol. If it fails with you, I'll begin to worry. Here you are. Come on. Number 98. Waiting.
Don't point that mosquito at me.
Well, you promised Reed.
I don't care if I did. Reed knows I've got no darn use for this. Grown men coaxing a bottled mosquito to bite him. Holy cats, I'm a microscope man.
Forgive me, Lizzie, for interfering, but in my opinion, he's not ready. There should be adequate preparations. First, he should be isolated. Then he should be...
Oh, look, if you're trying to help him welch, I'll miss.
Who says I'm welching? I'm going through, but only to humor you, Lizzie.
Good. Here's number 98. A nice, fat mosquito.
Take her away. I want a blonde with blue eyes. What's this one all by herself?
Well, that measly little thing?
Mm-hmm. Number 46. She isn't a blonde, but... The mosquito that bites me has got to have a name. I christen the Albertina.
Carol, will you please stick to routine and pick out a...
Shut up.
I warn you, you're both being slovenly and frivolous about this.
Will you both, for Pete's sake, let me have my fun with this crazy nonsense? Down you go, baby. Down the test tube onto Papa's arm. That's a sweetheart. Come on now, Albertina, dearest. Bite me.
I've come to the end of my patience now. I ask you, is this a scientific experiment?
You're dead right it is.
You, Carol. 4 days ago, you took that bite. Yet you performed an autopsy this morning. Testing one source of infection, you deliberately exposed yourself to another. If you were to become infected, how would we be able to prove it was the mosquito and not the autopsy?
Tell him, Agramante. That idiot hasn't even been watching his temperature.
That workmanship? That science?
Pete, say, quiet all this row. If I'd come down with Yellowjack, you might have some kick. But I'm healthy as a horse. Healthier.
Carol, the next bite you take, we pick out the mosquito.
Right.
And you go into isolation for 2 weeks.
What? 2 weeks in the coop? Not me.
Isolation, I said.
Negromante, you know I couldn't stand 2 weeks in the coop. I'm an active man. Darn thing's got me crazy as it is. It's got me all off my feet. That's a fact. It has.
Really?
So help me. It gets you all run down. I woke up this morning feeling...
How?
How? Like the devil, that's how. I made up my mind...
Think?
My head felt like a dog's breakfast. But I picked up some malaria. Once you get run down, you know...
Have you examined your blood for malaria?
Just now. Didn't find anything but...
Feverish?
Not particularly, no.
Blood negative? No fever. Somehow I doubt it's being malaria, Carol.
What else can it be if... Yeah, what are you two grinning like a couple of apes for?
Carol. You lucky bum.
What? Well, what are you two hooligans trying to...
Looks like it, my friend. It looks like you have come down with Yellowjack.
Dr. Mazir. Dr. Carroll's pretty bad. He's been asking for you. He wants to... Dr. Mazir, are you all right?
Certainly I'm all right. Could do with a bit of sleep, though. What about Dr. Carroll, huh?
Well, he wants you. He won't talk to anyone else. Mm. Dr. Carroll.
Is that you, Mazir? How are you, Carol? How you feel? Terrible. Now... You were out cold most of the night.
I come and go. Very interesting. Goodbye, Miss Blake.
I'm not leaving. You'll overdo it with talking.
I hate nurses.
Oh, go on, hate me. I'm staying.
It's all right, Miss Blake. I won't tire them out.
Very well, then, Doctor. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Thanks, old boy.
Don't mention it.
Azir, I want you to know the irony of this situation isn't wasted on me.
Think it's wasted on me?
Took me quite a while to get around to it. I've got to die to appreciate it completely.
You don't have to die if you fight.
I don't mind that part. I might have died anyway. Only why did I have to do that autopsy that day? If I didn't, I'd be making history now instead of a mess. What a smug little animal I was.
You and me both, Carol. Blast us both for a pair of incompetent bunglers. When I think of the waste of all this, without proving anything.
Azir, someday when you break out in print about this case, find room for me, will you? In a footnote, maybe.
You're not going to die, Carol. If you only fight. If you don't look...
What's the matter?
Nothing. Fight, that's it. If you'll only... Hold on, don't give up.
Azir, what's the matter?
Life's worth living, Carol.
Nurse!
Life's wonderful, especially for us.
Nurse!
Who bring light. Who bring...
Nurse! Nurse!
I mean, didn't I tell you not to... Why, Dr. Lazier.
Just keeled over. What's the matter with him?
Overwork, no sleep. Hand me that water jug.
Here.
He's been at the lab all day at Glass Safe.
Right.
Sitting here with you every night, you were unconscious.
I was I? Well, I'm not now. And Lazier wouldn't faint just from overwork. He's not built that way. Lazier, come out of it.
Dr. Carroll, remain in your bed. I order you to.
Lazier.
Yes, General. Yes. I can't remember. How long, Reed say, before bite takes effect?
4 days.
That's right. You don't get yellowjack on the fourth day after you've bitten, you're immune.
Carol, when I have my last bite?
Over 2 weeks ago. Why? What's that got to do with
it? He's worn out. I'll get him to bed. Orderly.
All right. I'll go. And Carol... You want to know what you can do? You can take all those notes and reports, all those mosquitoes, and drop them down the drain.
Azir,
there's nothing in them. They're garbage.
You can't mean that.
Want to hear a joke? A hot one.
Oh, no, Dr. Lazier.
You guessed it, nurse. I've wrecked our great demonstration. I've shot the whole lousy works. I've gone and got Yellow Jack. Without our mosquito.
Lazier, it's me, Carol. I'm all better now. Answer me.
You've been unconscious for 2 days.
Listen, get what I'm telling you. Reed's coming back. You get that? We've had a cable. He says, tell Lazier to hold out. Did you hear me? Please, say something. Lazier, you've got to live.
My knife. Waste. I didn't prove...
Not even Reveille will wake him up now.
Dr. Lazier is dead.
What? Dr. Lazier?
Oh, you're a young man and a great one.
I seen the doctors coming back when it was over. Walking, looking at the ground.
It's a tough thing to die. It's a tough thing to die like that.
Oh, Brink. Us medical men have no regrets dying for science.
And for humanity, John.
he died useful, like he lived. There's no end to the glory of sacrifice for science. And now they'll be giving him a handsome funeral with all the trimmings. He'll be laid to rest in an American flag, like the hero that he is. And the chaplain will say a prayer for his departed soul.
The chaplain.
I'm sorry, Agramante.
But why?
We usually omit the funeral service in such cases.
You're afraid to bury him.
You might find some local clergyman who's already had yellow fever.
But I tell you, you couldn't catch it from him now. Revere died to prove just that.
Did he prove it?
No.
Now, listen to me, Sergeant.
I'm sorry, Dr. Carroll. I can't issue no post flag for no such purpose.
We've got to have a flag for him. We've got to.
I'm held responsible for these here stores. I can't issue no flag. It's got to be burned after it's used.
I tell you, there's no danger.
I've been told different. I can give you a flag to fly over him, but I can't give you no flag to bury him in.
Squad attention. Ready. Squad,
especially at an army base. They were still drilling and swabbing out the ambulance and monotony. When it got too bad, you could always sing about home. That helped. At the base hospital near Havana, there was no activity among the scientists engaged in the yellow fever experiment. They sat around and looked at each other and waited. Waited while men continued to die. One day, the man they waited for returned. He was a major in the United States Army Medical Corps, and his name was Walter Reed.
Carol, I warned both you and Lazier the night I left. Unimpeachable workmanship, I said. And what have you given me?
But, Chief,
you were death's door for no purpose, and Lazier dead for less.
Be fair, Reed.
I'm not being unfair. God honor both of you for gallant men. But where does that leave us? How far have we come?
You're back where you started, Reed.
No, Major Gorgas, I won't admit that.
It's got away from you. Even Carol has to admit that.
I admit no such thing.
Lazier got Yellowjack and died without being bitten by your mosquito. He said so himself with his last breath.
No, Lazier was exposed to special dangers here in the lab. Dissecting mosquitoes, looking into them. And every one of them loaded with deadly virus. Any one of 100 accidents might have happened without his knowing it. Even a pinprick would have been enough.
What about my case, Gorgas? On the fourth day, too, according to schedule.
The fact that it was the fourth day is purely a coincidence. The important thing is you performed an autopsy that day. That rules you out, Carol.
Very well, Gorgas. We can't convince you, I admit that. But I'm not giving up. Death by bullets is one thing. A soldier is prepared for that. But to live through a war and die of a disease? No. We've got to stop it. I'm going to dump this whole thing in the lap of General Wood.
What can the Governor General do for us, Chief?
I'm going to demand facilities for a foolproof demonstration of this mosquito. $10,000 for operating expenses. An isolation camp where we can experiment under ideal conditions.
But, Major, whom are you going to experiment on?
Take it on,
Sergeant. General Wood doesn't want any pressure brought. Just let it leak out. Major Reed is conducting an experiment. He needs volunteers. To each volunteer, the Army will give $300.
$300 a lot of dough, Harry.
Not to catch Yellow Jacket, ain't. You mean to say...
I'm only telling you what they told me.
Okay, then. We have to be crazy to win this, but not that crazy.
No, no, no. The good luck of this Major Reed.
You can tell the Major I'll keep my help.
Harry, I've been lucky enough to come through this far.
Me too.
What would my old lady say if she knew that
my
I was...
My wife wouldn't like it either.
I ain't scared of bullets, but I'm...
Die of Yellow Jack, not me.
Just the same, 300 Simoleons.
Yeah, you can tell them to take the 300.
What I don't get is why. Why do they want us
with
to...
With that science, that's what he said.
Holy smoke.
To benefit humanity.
Holy smoke, Harry. Ain't soldiers humanity?
Well, I see you four soldiers are together again. You're always together. What are you talking about this time?
The same as everybody else in Campus Creek.
As long as we just talk about it.
$300 is a lot of money.
A man couldn't do a thing like this for money, Mac. How do you stand, O'Hara?
I'm tempted. Sweet St. Patrick, I'm tempted.
Major Reed said, tell the boys this gives them a real chance to advance science and benefit humanity.
Medical science and humanity ain't bad reasons, I'm thinking.
What's medical science ever done for me?
You've been to the dentist, ain't you?
It's an awful way to earn money, but I could use it.
I got nothing against the financial offer, Bush. It's the Yellow Jack I object to.
The Major said, tell them they'll be giving the Army a new kind of hero.
Glory be, 'tis the heroic side appeals to the Irish always.
Don't be a fool, John.
You're crazy, O'Hara.
Crazy, is it?
Now, what nobler start could I be getting in the study of medicine if I could say later, yes, this is that same John O'Hara who gave of his body that mankind might be preserved from yellow fever. Oh, it's worth considering. How about you, Bricky?
Well...
There's something else. Now, maybe for the first time since armies began... Soldiers are given a chance to do good, not harm, to make the world better, not worse as a place to live in. You'd get well. We'd take care of you. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, but I am afraid.
Well, that makes it all the braver. If one, only one of our boys will step forward, the Major said, he'll make this reach and touch the heart of the world. The world will weep and have faith in you.
Something? Major Reed, we've come to volunteer, sir. You know the risk?
Yes, sir.
We know, all right. You've heard what the compensation is.
Yes, sir, we've heard.
Only we're volunteering in the interests of science, sir.
And for the benefit of humanity.
And the only condition on which we volunteer...
is that we receive no compensation, sir.
Gentlemen, I salute you.
This is the isolation camp, Miss Blake. Camp Lazier, we call it. And Major Reed's rigging up the darndest demonstration anyone ever saw anywhere. Camp Lazier. See that tent? O'Hara and Brinkerhoff have been in there 2 weeks. 2 weeks where another thing could get at them. Today, they'll get their mosquito bites.
Well, what's that shack over there, Doctor?
That, my dear Miss Blake, is the control, the insurance. It's called the Dirty House, and it's dirty, all right. Reed has packed it full of every stinking byproduct of yellow fever. The unwashed bedding men have died in, pillows and mattresses soaked with sweat, a lot of other things I don't want to mention. It's screened all around. No mosquitoes can get in. And he's got two more soldiers to stay in there for 3 weeks.
What do you mean? If we can keep mosquitoes out of the dirty house...
Yes, the chances are good, darn good, that this second pair don't catch Yellow Jack.
That ought to show our fellow doctors and scientists how wrong they are about filth and contamination being the cause of it. Whereas O'Hara and Brinkerhoff, living in a clean tent, will be bitten by mosquitoes and they'll come down with yellowjack. If we're right.
Come on out of the tent for breath of air, O'Hara.
I'll be right out, Frankie.
Stars. Nothing but stars by the dishpan full.
Come on out, O'Hara.
Come out and stop scratching that mosquito bite with your dirty fingernails. First thing you know, you'll be infecting that infection.
Is it you telling me a medical man about the science?
What's the matter?
Holy saints. Do my eyes deceive? Frankly, quick.
What?
Do you see what I see disporting themselves inside that object they call the dirty house?
Why, it's Bush and McClellan.
Hiya, Frankie. Hi, O'Hara.
Hi.
It's me, Bush.
I'm here too, brother. And will you have a look, Frankie, and see what's putting itself forward when it's not wanted?
We live here, in the dirty house.
Yeah, we're getting big too.
Well, who asked for you?
Don't you know too many heroes leaves none outstanding, which is not in agreement with the Irish ideal?
They've as much right to volunteer as we have, O'Hara.
Will you think before you speak, Brinkie, or don't speak at all? And did you refuse compensation like the two of us? Or are you selling your bodies like a couple of ghouls?
Oh, well, there's cops. Let's go in, Brinkie.
Right.
Good night, Bush. Good night, Mike.
Good night, O'Hara.
Good night, night Brinkie.
Good night.
Thermometer out of your mouth, Brinkie.
But I'm hot.
Well, now, if you don't feel right, it's your willful imagination. If you felt bad, I'd feel worse than you.
I think I got vertigo.
Brinkie, do you think it's friendly trying to steal a march on me? Now, we started on this together, and we'll finish together, and not at all.
Well, this is the night of the fourth day.
Well, what of it?
The major said things ought to begin to happen on the fourth day.
For the last time, I'm telling you, if you've got a fever, you're no friend of mine. Now, what are you closing that tent flap for?
I'm cold.
Hmm. 2 minutes ago, you said the fever was burning you up.
I got a chill now. My ears are roaring. My teeth are chattering in my head.
Now, listen, Mr. Rinkerhoff, you're not giving yourself yellow jack ahead of me. I won't have it, you hear?
Hey, pipe down, you guys in the tent.
Okay, Sarge.
I forgot to tell you, the major ordered the ambulance to stand by.
Well, you can tell the ambulance to go to bed.
O'Hara.
What is...
You know I wouldn't take no advantage of you if I could help it. You wouldn't like to speak some Shakespeare for me. You usually like to when there's no one around. If you said your favorite lines from Julius Caesar, they might put heart in me.
All right, Brinkie. Cowards die many times before their death. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet have heard... It seems most strange to me that men should fear seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when... Take that thermometer out of your mouth. Take it out or I'll smash it in a million pieces.
No, O'Hara. Don't break
well,
it.
Well, I want no more of your treachery.
Look at it, O'Hara. See if I ain't got something wrong with it.
Well, why should I look at it? Why should I even bother? Sweet Jerusalem. 104. 100. O'Hara, O'Hara, what ails you? That you let others get ahead of you.
Could I ask you to go down to the ambulance and tell them? Could I ask you, O'Hara?
Ambulance! Ambulance! Ambulance!
Feeling, Mr. Brinkerhoff?
Terrible, Major Reed.
I hope you didn't mind it too much.
I wouldn't feel up to minding anything, Major.
It's a bad sickness, I know that. But we got your case at the beginning, so you're going to be all right. Now, don't you worry.
I wouldn't feel up to worrying either.
They tell me you didn't drink the champagne I sent you.
Do I have to, sir?
Oh, no. Mr. Brinkerhoff, we're grateful to you. The world is grateful. To you and the others who voluntarily risked their lives in this experiment. If I had it in my power, I would award the Medal of Honor to you and McClellan and Bush and O'Hara.
Thank you, sir. Speaking of O'Hara, sir, why didn't he catch it? Why did it take me and give O'Hara the go-by?
I don't know, Bricker. Some men seem to be born immune to some diseases.
Could a man be immune one time and catch it another?
That's possible. We don't know much about immunity. Maybe that's what happened to Lazier.
Major Reed, John O'Hara's quite a friend of mine. He set his heart on getting this disease for the start it would give him practicing medicine. Would you give O'Hara another chance at it, sir?
Mr. Brinkerhoff, I promise you I'll help him in his medical studies all I can. But I'm afraid he's immune to yellow fever. I can't afford to break our record of success with...
Major Reed, there's another case of yellow jack at your isolation
clinic. Good Lord, not Bush or McClellan.
Dr. Carroll and Dr. Agramonte are bringing him in on a stretcher. Here he is.
Good afternoon to you, Major.
O'Hara.
Wait a minute, Carol. This man hasn't got yellow fever.
Oh, yes, he is.
But confound it all, O'Hara. This is the eighth day. You should have come down 4 days ago.
Well, have you heard, Major, how it's the human element that still baffles you men of science?
That's no answer, O'Hara.
Do you know how you got it? Major Reed, you weren't out at the camp the day after they took Brinkerhoff.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you should have left those mosquitoes of yours locked up.
What did you do?
How did you...
Mr. O'Hara, exactly what did you do?
I took me one of them infected mosquitoes and let her eat her lunch off the fleshy part of my posteriors. And now science and humanity become one in the person of Johnny O'Hara. And no shadow of gain for him but his own satisfaction and only the pride and vanity of that.
Struggles and tragedies ahead. The vaccine and the cure. More great men like Lazier, martyrs to medical science, will die before they find them, Carol. But they will find them. And then we'll be able to inoculate our people against yellow fever when they travel the far ends of the earth. The men of commerce and the tourists and... Though I pray God this never happens. The soldiers, too.
Theatre Guild production of Yellow Jack.